There's no area in clinical electrophysiology that has undergone more discussion and recent revision than how to approach the sustained VT patient after the diagnosis has been made based on 12 EDKG and the anatomy of the left ventricle has been defined. There are additional pressures from the managed care world that have also forced us to alter our approach to the sustained VT patient, even in a way that might violate some of the scientifically held principles of the 1980s.